On a Friday last month, filmmakers gathered at a large studio space.
Welcome to the 2015 Atlanta 48-Hour Film Project, huh?
Gabriel Wardell is the co-producer of Atlanta's 48-Hour Film Project. It's just one of almost 150 that happen around the world this year.
What I love about the 48-Hour Film Project is this year it looks like we're going to have about 80 teams. So now you've got this massive, creative group of people all engaged in a project at the same time.
I followed one of the teams, Picture Shift, under Jenna Cannell and Katie Tolka. They have some experience with these types of competitions. Here's Jenna.
I just came from Los Angeles because the last 48 we did, which was for the Disability Film Challenge, was the winner.
Teams can scout locations, gather equipment, and assemble their crew before the 48-hour film project begins. At the kickoff event, each team draws a genre.
Our first drawing, TNG Films, drama.
Genre dictates what their film is going to be like, and it'll be things ranging from Western and musical, which is the craziest because people are terrified of those two genres. They might get silent film, film de femme, which is a film that deals with a strong female character.
Katie and Jenna's assistant draws their film genre.
Picture Shift, Fish Out of Water.
Fish Out of Water is like, it's a character in a situation where they do not fit.
But before the teams disperse, they get three elements that must be incorporated into their film.
Your character, Robert or Roberta Jones. Photographer, your prop, a cassette tape. We're up for the line of dialogue. It can't possibly be this easy. If you are ready to go, you have everything you need to make your 48-hour film project. We will see you on Sunday night.
I asked Picture Shift to record some of their conversations during the 48 hours. Here's one conversation they had on Saturday night, less than 24 hours before the deadline.
We just finished shooting, and it's only half the battle, and we are barely alive.
Yep, I can attest to that. We are barely functioning. Our brains have turned to mush between our ears.
Some Picture Shift crew members didn't sleep at all during the 48 hours, but they turned their film in on time without too much drama. That was not the case for everyone, though.
Every year, there's one or two teams that just don't deliver.
The 48-hour film project lends itself to thrill seekers, but it's also a time for filmmakers to get a feel for each other. You see who works well together, and most importantly, who works well together under pressure.
The key thing I think the 48-hour film project gives people is a sense that they have accomplished something. People sit around and brainstorm ideas or talk about, I really want to do this. And then generally, the first thing that stops them from proceeding is they start saying no to themselves. And what 48-Hour Film Project does is it gives you this turnkey solution. It says, there is nobody telling you no.
Just a couple days after the 48, Katie and Jenna started working on a short film together. They hope to make up the sleep deficit before the next Atlanta 48-Hour Film Project in October. For WABE, I'm Gabby Watts.
I'm so tired. Slept a wink. I'm so tired. My mind is on the blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink?